DRP process. While material requirements planning, MRP, can improve efficiency on the inbound side of a business's manufacturing operation by coordinating orders to suppliers, DRP accomplishes similar efficiencies on the outbound side by coordinating manufacturing output with forecast demand at distribution centers. DRP organizes inventory requirements on central supply so the organization has time to plan for when and how many goods will be required. If successful, it minimizes inventory over or under supply in the distribution channel and gives advanced time for transportation planning. Distribution requirements planning combines the following inputs: demand forecasts from retailers and planned orders from distribution centers to determine the gross requirement, the requirement prior to accounting for what is already committed to be produced or already in inventory, safety stock for customer service, accurate lead time information, overall knowledge of the distribution system, a bill of distribution, a mapping akin to a bill of materials that shows how the distribution network is configured. Exhibit 2-24 shows what goes into and comes out of a DRP/DRPII system. Exhibit 2-24, DRP/DRPII input/output diagram. The success of DRP systems rests on the accuracy of forecasts and inventory records by SKU, the tracking of transit inventory, and the ability to create and revise replenishment orders. Note a key output of the DRPII ordering process, logistics capacity requirements through LRRP and LCP. The information on required shipments between facilities is used to plan for both transportation and warehouse capacity requirements. This information is combined with MRP requirements for inbound capacity checks, as well as information on orders directly from customers or consumers or any other source of actual or forecasted demand. DRP starts downstream with the customer or store and works upstream toward the manufacturer or finished goods supplier. The system identifies stock on hand and in the channel and coordinates replenishment to meet forecast demand. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary further explains, in the definition of distribution requirements planning, DRP, that planned orders at the branch warehouse level are exploded via material requirements planning, MRP, logic to become gross requirements of the supplying source. In the case of multi-level distribution networks, this explosion process can continue down through the various levels of regional warehouses, master warehouse, factory warehouse, etc., and become input to the master production schedule. In other words, DRP and MRP can combine to form a feedback control loop for inventory, turning a traditional push distribution channel into a more efficient demand-driven pull channel. DRP combines the coordinated planning and control offered by push systems with the responsiveness to local demand that characterizes pull systems. Although orders originate downstream, that is, toward the retail end, they are evaluated at the supplying locations before being released to determine the actual need at the ordering location and the availability of goods at the sites receiving the order. This helps prevent shortages at supplying sites and overstock at ordering sites. In this way, DRP keeps inventory in balance around the network. This, in turn, provides the supply chain with the benefit of better customer service and lower inventory costs, but with the trade-off of higher difficulty in arranging for TL or CL deliveries.